Blake Corum is being drafted at pick 100 as the 35th running back, 9 spots ahead of what he actually produced last year. The gap is a promotion the Rams have hinted at and never announced. What he produced was real, just modest. 17 games, 145 carries, 746 yards, 5.1 a carry, 6 touchdowns, and 7.0 half PPR points a game, which ranked 44th among regular backs, 8 catches all season. That last number matters in this format. In half PPR, a back who doesn't catch passes needs volume or touchdowns to pay his price. And last year, he split both with Kyren Williams on a 12-5 wildcard team. The receiving role was nearly non-existent, 8 catches on 14 targets, under 1 look a game, so his 118 total half PPR points, 37th at the position, came almost entirely on the ground. The career arc is short and pointed up, from 2 half PPR points a game as a rookie to 7 in year 2, on essentially identical usage share behind the same starter. Year 3 is where second round backs either take a room or settle into a rotation. The efficiency case travels though. 5.1 a carry over 145 carries isn't a small sample trick. The pattern check comes back quiet, and we'll say so plainly, his touchdown share was 0.295, sitting just under the 0.298 line where the running back TD fade cohort starts, the one that gives back 3 points a game the next season, and of 72. That fade replicates in both halves of the decade, minus 2.9 before 2021, minus 3.3 since, which is why we take its threshold seriously enough to report a near miss. Close but under, the fade doesn't fire, and we don't round cohorts up to manufacture a take. Nothing else fires either, no aging risk in year 3, no injury discount, and no validated pattern that converts spring buzz into carries. When the library is silent, the verdict here exists for exactly this.
Muffed!
The situation is why the market is paying early. Kyren Williams is still the starter and got extended last August. 3 years, $33 million, 23 guaranteed per CBS Sports. But the team's own June position preview framed this backfield as a rotation for the 3rd straight year, and Los Angeles reporting has openly floated a move toward an even split per the Rams site and roundtable in June. The club's 2025 breakout feature credited Corum with about 30% of the snaps last season, their number, not ours. No running back was drafted in April. Sean McVay is back for year 10 with Nate Shilhas promoted to coordinator per the team site. Jarquez Hunter, last year's 4th rounder, is the 3rd name in the room per Turf Showtimes, and camp opens July 27th.
The price? Pick 100 pays RB35. For a back whose scoreboard said RB44, you're buying the role change in advance. RB35 is a flex price, and a flex season at his efficiency needs either the split to move or the touchdown rate to hold. Our verdict? Watch list. We can't underwrite carries that haven't been assigned, and we won't fade a situation this plausible either. That's the honest middle. The caveat, spoken, if the split really does move toward 50-50, this price is roughly fair, and the touchdown roll could make it cheap.
Watch the preseason backfield script, who opens drives 2 and 3, and whether his receiving usage grows past a courtesy. Preseason rotation scripts are staff messaging, the cheapest honest signal a drafter gets. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.